It was the last question at Tuesday's debate to Bill de Blasio. As mayor, would he take out the tables and chairs from Times Square and Herald Square and reopen Broadway?
I have profoundly mixed feelings on this issue. I'm a motorist myself, and I was often frustrated. And then I've also seen, on the other hand, that it does seem to have a positive impact on the tourist industry. So for me, the jury's out on that particular question.
The data are in. The plazas are safer, traffic moves relatively more quickly, and pollution is way down. Some 80% of businesses surveyed by the Times Square Alliance Business Group said the plazas made life better. Paul Steely White, the director of Transportation Alternatives, reacted swiftly to de Blasio's remarks. He said he betrayed a troubling lack of understanding about what has actually happened on our streets in the past 5 years. It's not the first time de Blasio has been at odds with urban planners. He was opposed to congestion charging. He was skeptical of the Prospect Park West bike lane. Still, on the Brian Lehrer Show Thursday, de Blasio stressed that, in general, he supports pedestrian plazas, he supports bike lanes, he supports bike share, and he wants to bring pedestrian deaths down to zero. But he said Times Square was a special case.
I simply want to give it a look, given some of the concerns I have heard from people in the surrounding areas. I want to give that a look and make sure it's being done right. I don't think that every specific way the Bloomberg administration handled different policies is sacred by definition.
When asked if he was worried by de Blasio's comments, Mayor Bloomberg on Thursday said he couldn't talk about what de Blasio might do.
But it has been phenomenally successful in terms of business in the stores that face the plazas, in terms of people showing up. This is not a subjective thing.
Construction is underway on permanent design changes for the area. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.